As you know by now, Lore Bites have become the perfect canvas for showing you some of the oddest and most fascinating traditional tales from folklore that we can find. What follows is a Norwegian folktale, collected by Peter Christian Asbjørnsen and Jørgen Moe, called The Blue Belt. A beggar woman and her son were out traveling one day. After a while, the woman decided to head back over the hills toward their home. But as they walked, they came across a little blue belt laying across the road. The boy asked if he could pick it up, but his mother said, no, it might be cursed. But the boy snuck off when she wasn't looking, and he retrieved it. He fastened it around his waist and immediately felt as though he could lift an entire mountain. Out in the distance, the boy saw a home with a light on, so they walked until mother could walk no more. The boy then carried her until they reached the home he had seen earlier, where they were greeted by a large troll at least 20 feet tall. The boy asked if he and his mother could spend the night and perhaps get some food. The troll agreed and fetched an ox, which he killed with one hand and then tossed onto the fire. After the meal, the troll revealed that he only had one bed and a cradle, so the boy slept in the cradle while his mother took the bed. But the boy couldn't sleep, so he stayed up and listened as the troll suggested that he and the woman might have a happy life together if they could just get rid of the boy. The mother agreed and asked if he knew how to dispose of her son. For 3 nights, they conspired, and the boy stayed up each time to listen to the plan. The first time, the troll tried to kill him under a boulder from the quarry, but the boy pushed it off with ease and crushed the troll's leg instead. The second time, he tried to have the boy eaten by the 12 lions in his brother's garden, but the boy tamed the lions and became their master. And the third time, the troll sent him to a castle occupied by 2 of his much stronger brothers who were supposed to rip him limb from limb. But those lions took care of them before they had a chance to do the job. After the brothers were gone, the boy then looked up and saw a girl in the castle window. She told him how she was the daughter of the king and had been kidnapped from her own castle. She asked the boy if he would marry her. He said yes and gave her one of the troll's swords as a gift. Eventually, the princess traveled back home to tell her parents that she was okay, and the boy also returned to the troll's house to visit his mother. But the woman wanted to know, how had he become so strong? He told her how the belt that he had found in the road that day had granted him immense strength. He even showed it to her, revealing it by lifting his shirt to show his waist, and that's when she grabbed at it with both hands, ripping it from his body. She and the troll then burned his eyes out and sent him off in a little boat to die. The lions, however, swam after him, pulling him ashore on a distant island where they hunted food for him and nursed him back to health. And then one day, one of the lions watched as a blind hare tripped and fell into a spring. When it reemerged, its sight had miraculously been restored. Putting 2 and 2 together, the lion then brought the boy to the spring and plunged his head into its healing waters. The boy could now see again, so he taught the lions to huddle together and form a raft so that he might float back to the mainland. When he returned to the castle, which was now occupied by his mother and the troll, he carefully snuck inside, stole back his belt, and killed his mother and the troll as punishment. With them out of the way, the boy thought of the princess. He loaded 4 ships and sailed for her castle, but they soon ran aground on an island during a storm. It was there where the boy found an egg as big as a house. So he took his sword and whacked at the shell, which cracked open to reveal a giant chicken. The boy, fearing the chicken's mother might return, told his crew to get him to the princess's castle as soon as possible. They raced there in under a day, and once they docked, he told the sailors to bury themselves in the sand up to their eyes. Weird, I know, but hopefully this will make sense in a moment. Out of nowhere, an enormous bird with an island in its claws flew down and dropped it upon the ships, sinking them. The boy then picked up his sword and struck the bird on its neck, cutting off its head. And with the monstrous chicken taken care of, he quickly made his way to town, only to discover that the king had hid his daughter away. But she would marry whoever was able to find her, and so the boy came up with an idea. He dressed up as a bear and entertained the locals until the king ordered that the bear be brought to the castle to perform for him. After the performance, the king insisted the bear stay in the castle, so he led it through the castle to a pier out back. The king pulled several levers and posts on the dock, and in moments a small house rose out of the water. That had been where he had been keeping his daughter. The king led the bear inside, where it performed for her as well. It settled near the stove to sleep and waited for the king to leave. The boy soon shed his disguise and revealed himself to the ecstatic princess. He told her not to say anything to her father, as he wanted to win her hand once again, so he put back on the bear costume and went to sleep. The following day, the boy, dressed as the bear, left the castle. He discarded the hide and bought some finer clothes to go back to win his bride. The king warned him that if he did not find her in 24 hours, he would be killed. And the boy understood. He ventured into the hall where the band was playing lovely music, and he danced away for 23 hours with the fair maids who wandered by. With just 1 hour left, he finally began his search. "It's too late, you'll never find her." But the boy ignored him. He followed the same path through the castle as he traveled the night before until he reached the pier. "There's nothing here," the king said. "Your time is up," and he summoned his headsman to cut the boy's head off. "Stop," the boy screamed. "I still have a few minutes." And with that, he pulled the levers and posts that he had seen the king pull the night before, and a house appeared out of the water. But the king did not have the key, and so the boy kicked the door in instead. The princess ran into his arms, and she told her father that he had rescued her from the trolls and that she loved him. The two were soon married, and that's how the beggar boy came to marry the beautiful princess. This episode of Lore Bites was produced by me, with writing and research by Harry Marks and music by Chad Lawson. Lore Bites are a perk offered only to our Patreon and Apple Podcast paid subscribers, as a thank you for such generous support. Look for new episodes each Wednesday morning. Be sure to follow the show on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Lore Podcast, all one word, and then click that follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.